Thank you, everybody, for coming back for part two of October 22nd. As we study the book of, we've been looking at the book of Revelation, and we were looking at the first seal, and we were looking at the beast with the mark of the beast, and we were looking at America in prophecy. Now, the question had come up, which we asked inside of our last day events in reference of sustainability and the New World Order. It says, it starts off, is the number one superpower in prophecy America? Now the question is America the superpower in the Bible prophecy? We looked earlier about Revelation chapter 13, and we saw it in there as the two-horned beast. And as I said, Daniel Revelation has to do with last day events, so we just can't leave it in time back in the 1500s, 1844, and all these other 1700s with Napoleon and all of that stuff. But in reference to the last generation, which we might be it. So, we return to Daniel chapter 7. We already read in Daniel chapter 13 that there was a beast that came up out of the earth that had two horns like a lamb, but he spake as a dragon. And we mapped that or paralleled that into that America says that they're established on one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. But for the Native Americans who are in concentration camps, or as what we call them, reservations today, they do not believe that that is correct. And we know that there's always a counterfeit before the truth. And,
Professor, what verse are you in?
I haven't read a verse yet. Oh. I'm only reviewing Revelation 13.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'm getting ready to go to Daniel chapter 7. And we also found out that with the two-horned beast that we read in Revelation 13, that it would act laws and it would act as the dragon, and we found out dragon was Lucifer, so that we would be saying that we follow Yahweh and on the money in God we trust, but at the same time we was enslaving blacks and Africans and at the same time stealing the nation from the Native Americans and forcing them out or having them die. So most of them fled to the south and went to Mexico, and some of them are coming back now as illegal aliens when it was their land, and so they're not really going for this smoke and mirrors that we're doing, and they are coming back. That's just simple fact as that. But instead of us calling ourselves as colonists, as illegal aliens, and they are the true Native Americans, are the true Americans, and we are the illegal aliens. That's what America does. You're the illegal alien, and you point it on them and say they're the illegal alien. And you say you're the true American, and they are the illegal American, which makes no sense, but that's what we do. So that was just a contradicting of terms. This was inconsistency that we see in America and what we see in the church. So now we're trying to get to Daniel to see, and so the question is asked, we do have a major role, do we have a major role in last day events? Okay, so do we have a major role? Is America a major role? Is America a superpower? Is America influencing the world? Is the whole world wandering after the beast, after us? Are we come to the point that we are now teaching the whole world Western civilization, and that every nation, India, China, Africa, everybody's giving up all of their traditions that they have kept for millennia, thousands of years, and we are now the little guys who came on, the new kids on the block, which came in 1776 when we had our Constitution, a little over 200 years, that now that we're convincing the world of this. And lots of people are coming over thinking that the streets are paved with gold in America or stuff like that. Maybe this is the best place under anything in the world, not knowing that this is the belly of the beast. So let's see how it might fall in reference to prophecy in Daniel chapter 7. Now, in Daniel chapter 7, let's read verse 1. And in the first year of Belteshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens drove upon the great sea. Now that's important. The Bible is letting us know that there's four winds blowing on the sands of the sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. So we see here that there's how many beasts?
Four.
Four. Okay. And where are they coming from? The earth?
The sea.
They're coming out from the sea. Okay. Now, the ones that we read in Revelation chapter 13, the first beast came from where?
The first beast came from the... Oh, wait a minute.
That's at seven heads and ten horns.
The first beast came from the earth.
So we want to correlate things here.
Wait a minute.
It came up from the sea in Revelation chapter 13.
Oh, okay. I found it.
Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, so this beast comes up, and it has four major components to it, or three major components. In chapter 13, verse number 2, it says that it was like a leopard. So let's keep these beasts in mind as we read Daniel chapter 7. He had the feet of a bear, had the mouth of a lion. Okay. And in verse 1, it told us that this beast that arise from the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horn ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. Okay, so keep in mind, it's a leopard, a bear, and a lion. Seven heads and ten horns and ten crowns. Okay, now let's go back to chapter 7 of the book of Daniel, and let's see what these four beasts are. By any chance, will any of them be a leopard, a bear, and a lion? And when you add up these four beasts, will you come up with seven heads and ten horns and ten crowns? And if we do, sounds like they're the same of the four beasts all coming together as one. Now, it says that these are four beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. Now, it just told you that four beasts came up. It didn't say that there was one and then another one came when the first one went away and a new one came in, but that's how people interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
The Eurocentric viewpoint is that these four beasts is Babylon, Media Persia, Grecia, and Rome. And they teach from the Eurocentric viewpoint that these four beasts, when the first one came up, the first one was conquered. Babylon, which is the lion, was conquered by Media Persia, which they say represented the bear. And then they say that Grecia, which represented the leopard, four wings, that it took over Media Persia, and and then Rome took over Greece. So, but the way you have it is that each one of these are independent of each other, and each one takes over while the other one disappears. Now, in Daniel 7, it doesn't say that one comes up and the other one disappears. It didn't say that. My understanding is that there's four beasts and they're all existing at the same time. Okay? So that's how there would be a dual, some would call this a dual application, which is fine, however they would like to look at it. But remember, we're looking at last day events as it relates to prophecy and as it relates to today. Not 1,000 years ago, not 500 years ago, not 200 years ago. Okay? So let's look at it. Okay. So it says, and the first, okay, and then verse 3, and four beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. And the first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. And I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Now, there's a few questions that should be answered. When we talk about the book of Daniel, are we talking of last day events? Are we talking about the end of time? Are we just talking about any time in history? Are we talking about the time of Daniel? Okay, to get some answers on that, let's turn a minute to the last book of Daniel, which is Daniel chapter 12, so he can give us some insight. Okay, Daniel chapter 12, it tells us, we're going to look here at verse number 4. But thou, O Daniel, seal up the words and seal the book, shut up the words, sorry, and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall increase. So he's telling Daniel to close up your book, and Daniel's book was sealed. Until when?
The time of the end.
Now, when is the time of the end?
Is that the end of the
world? Is the time of the end, or is the time of the end in 1844, in the 1700s, in 1798, in the 1500s? Well, we know that the 1500s, that's been, what, 500 years after that?
Mm-hmm.
We've been here. 1798, 1800s, we have been 300 years after that. 200. And so we're, you know, 1844, that's another over 150 years. So we have most of Europe. If you notice the European interpretation of Daniel and Revelation and basically the Bible, they try to put everything in reference to Europe as if Europe is the center of the universe, which they believed it was. So all prophecy, anything that related to the Bible had to come from that perspective. And so I don't believe that, because I believe it's a book about African, the ancient classical African Hebrew Israelites, the people who are who the Bible was given to and who it's about. So so that means that you have to interpret it in light of that, not in light of a group of people that's not even hardly mentioned in the book. But that's beside the point. So as we relook at this, we see the Bible is talking about last day events of how these things will come. Okay, so now we're going to also look at verse number 13, the last verse. Makes mention, but go thou thy way to the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy light at the end of the days. So he was letting Daniel know that these prophecies and these visions and all the things that they're getting, that he was getting, would be for the last days. Not for today. I mean, not for earlier times, but for the last day, for the last generation. Now let's turn to chapter 8 for 1 minute. In the book of chapter 8, verse number 17, it makes clear, so he came near, and I stood, and when he came, I was afraid, and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. So he's telling us in chapter, now we're reading chapter 7, but this is chapter 8, the following chapter, he says that this is for the time of the end. Okay, and this is the time that we're living in verse 19. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation.
Entrance on the right then, 2 miles on.
Time of what time appointed the end shall be. Okay, so here again we have the Bible making mention, or Daniel chapter 8 making mention of this happening in the last days, or at the end of the indignation, the time appointed at the end. So those are some of the keys that Daniel deals with. And the Bible says that Daniel's book, he said, seal the book until the time of the end. So Daniel is a sealed book. Daniel's book was not to be understood or could be understood in the last days. It would have some application, which some people use, but its full understanding would be dealing with the last days. Okay, so now we're going to go to chapter 7, and if we believe we're in the last days, then let's look at it in reference to the time of current events, of the powers and the things that are going on today. Not things that are going on in the 1700s, not the things that are going on when Europe was ruling and all of that stuff. No.
Okay, where are we going, Professor? I'm sorry.
Back to chapter 7.
Back to 7.
Okay, and we finished verses 1 through 3. We're just giving some background. We read 4, and we're going to go over 4 again with a little clarity. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. Now, what nation in the world is their symbol a lion and another nation whose symbol are eagle?
Well, I know America is the eagle.
And Great Britain is the lion. Did you know that?
No.
Okay. Check out the symbols. Yep. Great Britain is the lion. So, where did America come from? Where did all the pilgrims and all of them come from? Great Britain. They were thrown out of the prison. They were sent to what we call the New World. Is that right?
I'm learning.
Yep, the pilgrims. That's where they came from.
So the
pilgrims, they came and they settled.
Came out of Great Britain?
Yes, out of Great Britain. Remember, when we wrote the Constitution, who was running America? Who did we get our independence from? Great
the
Britain.
The Indians were here. Weren't
right.
The Indians?
Yeah, but, they according to European history, they don't exist. That's European history, again, their interpretation. And so the question goes back to when the pilgrims came, they were sent here, they were dumped out of the prisons in Europe, and in Great Britain, you remember the British soldiers that we had the Boston Tea Party?
Mm-hmm.
And we were thrown over whose tea? The British tea. Taxation without representation. And so, yes, Great Britain was the ones who, this was a British colony until it was, until we got our independence in 1776. We wrote the Constitution, and we said that we were no longer going to be ruled and dictated by the Great Britain. So, which was the lion, which had eagle's wings. So, America is nothing but a colonial power of Great Britain. So that's why you have the lion, because all they were, well, they were great. And that's why, what language do we speak?
English.
Which comes from?
Britain.
Great Britain. They speak the English language. So we are nothing but an extension of them. And so I believe that the Bible is letting us know that we would be connected to them, which we are. And that's where it lets you know that it's the eagle with the lion, it's the lion with the eagle wing. And so, to me, my understanding today, if we're reading a prophecy, that would represent the United States of America. So, is America in prophecy in Daniel and in Revelation?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the questions. Now, and it says that this beast, its wings would be plucked. Now, it's very interesting that when we went in to Kuwait, that we did not go in with armies. We just bombed them as if all we did was fly. We never even went on ground forces. We didn't need to send in ground forces. All we did was bomb them like a bird, you know, that would come through, and these eagle's wings would start dropping everything. Now, a lion and an eagle is king or king of the jungle, they say the lion is. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And the eagle is the bird of the air. It's the number one bird. So it would have something that would be a superpower, which we are. We are the superpower of the world. And the superpower would be brought to his knees. And so the Bible lets us know that, and I beheld, and the first beast like a lion, verse 4, chapter 7, and had eagle's wings, and I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. So we see here that at one time this superpower will be no more, that we will be just like everybody else, on our feet. Now that's important for us to try to understand, because if we're listening and we're watching TV and so forth, we should be able to see that our economic system is gone, everything is gone, our jobs are gone. I mean, we are in a mess.
Right.
And the superpower is, the status is becoming less and less real.
Right.
And most people have no clue that we are, you know, falling, as they would say. Babylon the Great is falling. Okay.
I know we're no longer the AAA.
There you go. That's what they say, but, you know, they said, don't worry, we're coming back. You know, they believe, you know, the media tells you anything, and we believe it. So, when we get to the second one, okay, in verse number 5, and I beheld another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in its mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they had, and they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, okay, so now we have a second beast that has arisen. The second beast is like a bear. Now, is there any other power that represents a bear of today? That's their national symbol. That's Russia, USSR. Russia is symbol is the bear. And they arise, and it says, devour much flesh. Now, we know that during the communist regime, in Russia, that many people, during Stalin and them, that many people were slaughtered and put to death. So they did devour much flesh. We know even today they're still going out and they're having problems with some of these Eastern nations that used to be under USSR. But USSR is no more. There's only Russia.
Mm-hmm.
They, all these other powers have been able to separate themselves from them. to one extent. So that would be sort of like what we said, the second superpower that had arisen. And this second power was United States, Gorbachev, and and Reagan agreed that they were bringing in, they were the two superpowers, and they're bringing everything to one for their thousand-year reign. Then we have the third, verse number 6. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. And the beast had also four heads, and dominion was given unto it. Okay, so now we have a leopard. So far, we have a bear, a leopard, and a lion. And when we go back to Revelation chapter 13, what are the components of this beast that comes out of the sea? It appears as a leopard. It has the feet of a bear, and it has the mouth of a lion. And so far, how many heads does it have? The one in Revelation has seven heads. And if we count the heads that we have here, this leopard has four heads. And then the bear has one, which makes five. And the lion makes one, which makes six. And then when we run to the fourth beast, that'll make seven. So we can see that this is talking about the same powers, and in Revelation it's saying that these powers coexist. So that's why I'm saying that Revelation 7 is not talking about four separate powers. One comes up, it takes out the other, to one come. It never said that one takes out any of them. It just says these exist. And my understanding is these all come out of the sea at the same time, and they exist together. Okay? So now this third beast, which is like a leopard. Now, many people have been saying that China, not China, they call them the tiger nations. I believe they call that the economic tigers, which is, I think it's, it's Korea, and I think Vietnam, and I think Japan, something like that. And it probably would be Hong Kong. So my understanding is that these small little tigers, or these tigers, these four tigers, and over in their nations, they represent, I think, different type of animals. I don't know if any of them are leopards. I don't think so. But I believe that they're, I think some of them, China's like a dragon or something like that. I don't know all of them. But that's what I've been trying to map it into. I don't have all the answers. I'm not saying, Emmanuel, you got them. Nope, I don't have them all. But that's what I'm thinking at this point. And we'll see, because as time goes on, all of these economic powers, everything comes to fruition. Now, it could be that these also could be the Arab nations. So I'm not putting it that out of the mind neither, because the oil people, which are Arabia and Iraq, Iran, and all of these Egypt, all of these places that have all this oil, there are an economic power. There's no question about that. As long as we have to depend on oil, they are in control. So it could be them. So I'm not closing any doors to that. And then verse 7, it says, after this I saw, and in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. Okay? So now we have here another beast which comes up out of the earth, the fourth one. And we see here that he has one head, which would make number 7 out of the ones that we just saw, and he has 10 horns. It doesn't talk about any crowns. It talks about the 10 horns, which are the same 10 horns in Revelation chapter 13. Now, question, who is this last economic power? My understanding is that this is the uniting of all of Europe. So it would represent the euro as a currency, which it exists, and what they have been doing today. The Europeans have created World War I and World War II to find out which European nation will rule the world. None of them have won, and so they haven't been there, but that is still not there. They have not forsaken that ambition. And so today, now, to get the whole world, they have become what they're calling the United States of Europe, so that all of these guys can unite together to run the planet. And so I found that very interesting, that these are the powers that exist today, and those are the ones that veto everything that goes on. They're the only ones that can veto anything that is brought across the table, these European nations. I mean, you got China and you got Japan, but, you know, nothing else. So this United States of Europe, it says that they would devour, break in pieces, and stamp the residue under their feet. So whatever was left over from being destroyed on the planet, because remember the second beast was given a command to kill, you know, and that's what they did. They went forth killing. And the third one has economic power. The first one, military powers, I saw it as bombs and stuff, the Air Force. And what we find out now, matter of fact, we even have drones today that we don't even have to send planes over. We can have unmanned planes, and they drop the bombs and all of that stuff today. Mm-hmm. So America doesn't have anything to lose. So I just thought it's interesting that all of this is going on as it relates to Bible prophecy. Mm-hmm. So now, what does it mean to devour and break in pieces and stamp the residue under its foot? And it was different than all the other beasts. My understanding is that this beast would destroy everything that was left. So like right now we have the Western world, the Western ideology is polluting the planet through coal, oil, all of these unsustainable ways of life. This is how sustainability fits into all of this. That they are destroying the planet and teaching others to do the same. Not teaching sustainable ways of living, but unsustainable. And then as these other nations copy after us, which we talk them into, then we wind up with nothing. And so that's where we find ourselves today. And so my understanding is that these four powers, as they have united together under a UN, and that's why I said under the UN, that they have decided of how they will take out the world. And so we're just the pawns. We're just there. So we have to find out of what is the Bible saying for these days. So we hope that that helped give you some little perspective of today, of Daniel chapter 7, and how it relates to the last days. I hope that helps address the question that you asked. Does that help you anything, mm-hmm, Catherine?
Yes, I have a better understanding.
Okay. All right. Now, okay, we've been around 40 minutes again. We'll take our last break, and it's around 3:25. So we'll get back together at 3:40.